Haven't done this in a while. Actually going to record a little bit of an audio boo here from home, usually on the road. And as Kate said, my likelihood of surviving if I'm not audio booing into my iPhone while driving goes up substantially. And you're absolutely right, Kate. Totally correct. Quick audio boo about a contest that I'm entering. And anybody can enter it. But I really want to win it. On Star Trek Online, which is, of course, the massively multiplayer game that takes place in the Star Trek universe. For one thing, it's a little different than most other games for big franchises like this, in the sense that right now there are no Star Trek television programs. There's not, you had the movie that came out, but other than that, there's no Star Trek actually on television. And the Star Trek Online game is a little different from other games of that kind because it is considered to be essentially another television show. It's canon, quote unquote. Actual, you know, whatever happens in the game is Star Trek, as opposed to, you know, being some alternate dimension or whatever, you know, which of course big Star Trek fans really take that kind of thing seriously. I don't take it too seriously, but it's a really fun game. But they did have a contest, which I'm taking very seriously. It's a contest to design the next Starship Enterprise. What's interesting about this is if you take the game as being sort of an official thing, then that means that the design they pick and they use in the game for the next Enterprise is an official Enterprise. So it would be officially the USS Enterprise, NCC 1701F. I don't know what the story is. I don't know sort of how they plan on using it, but the winning design actually is used in the game, and plus the grand prizes are really, really sweet. I think you get basically the top-of-the-line laptop from Alienware, and even the laptop's all tricked out and custom paint job and the whole thing. It's supposed to be really cool. But this would be a cool contest to win for all kinds of reasons. So what I've done is I've done my design, and I'll post sort of an image of it with this audio boo. And then also, if you just go to my blog, which is isobon.wordpress.com, you'll see my little article and the image of the ship design that I did. And if you click on the link there, it's going to take you to a place where you actually vote, and then the voting sort of helps decide, narrowing it down to like 20, and then from that 20, they've got like a whole cadre of people that are going to choose, and then it comes down to 4 entries, I believe. And then thereby some power from on high chooses the actual final winning design. 90% of what you're going to see in like the uploaded gallery is terrible. 90% of it is either somebody trying to be funny or somebody drawing it on, you know, a scrap of paper or something like that. But then you've got about 10% where, you got some really good artists, that have put some good stuff together, and some of the designs are pretty cool. The scariest thing is someone had submitted something, and I mean, I keep saying that there's no way it could actually be this person, but the signature and even the style of art, the quality of the art, looks a hell of a lot like concept artist Ryan Church, who's one of the biggest concept artists in the world. And I don't know if it's his. Surely it's not his. But, I mean, this guy he commands huge money. He's actually the guy that designed the one in the 2009 movie. Ryan Church designed the Enterprise for the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie. And by God, this illustration looks a hell of a lot like his style. It's of that kind of quality, and it sure looks like his signature. That being said, I still think my design is a lot cooler. My design is huge and powerful looking, and as opposed to sort of wispy and high tech, I kind of went a little bit in the other direction. My Enterprise is actually, as a couple of people correctly guessed, a little bit inspired by the Battlestar Galactica, in the sense that it's just huge and it looks like a tank, but still has those sort of familiar Star Trek lines. I'm sorry if you're not much of a Star Trek nerd, and you're enduring all this. Well, in which case you probably turned me off a few minutes ago. But basically go and vote. Check out my blog, isobon.wordpress.com. And on that blog, you'll see the link that'll take you to where you will vote. And vote for my design, because I would love to win this. The grand prize stuff is cool, but I just want to be able to say I designed the Enterprise. I think that's pretty slick. So that's pretty much it. And I never know how to end these things, so I'll just say bye.